Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege of prayer.
主啊，我们非常感恩我们有这样的荣幸来祷告。
And we're thankful that you are a big God, that you are an omnipresent God.
因为我们非常感恩您是一个伟大的神，您是一个无处不在的神。
We thank you that you are everywhere.
我们非常感恩您在每一个地方。
And right now, Lord, we're praying for Travis and Joanna, and they're in the United States. I'm not even sure where, Lord.
所以主要我们现在为 Travis and Joanna 祷告，他们现在美国，现在还不确定他们到底在哪个城市。
But you know where they are, and you are able to work on their bodies, and we are praying that you will heal them.
因为我们，您知道他们在哪里，您可以在他们的肉体上做工，我们知道您可以治愈他们。
And we're praying, Lord, that you will not only heal them, but that you will keep them from spreading the disease to others that they love.
因为主要我们祷告您不仅是要治愈他们，而且要让他们的这个病毒不至于缠到他们周围他们爱的人身上。
And so especially for them and their families, we pray a blessing at this time.
所以呢，特别的是对他们和他们的家人，我们祈求这样的福气。
And then, Lord, we also pray for Jean. We thank you so much that the Spirit of God has been working in his heart and life.
所以呢，我们也特别的为脑范祷告。我们非常感恩的是神的圣灵在他心里动工了。
And we know, Lord, that he is many thousands of miles away, but the Spirit of God is able to speak to him there and to tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道他在几千英里之外，但神的圣灵可以跟他的心说话，告诉他我们的主耶稣基督。
Lord, we pray that you will strengthen his faith. We pray that you will guide him as he grows in the Lord. We pray that you will bring him back to Canada. And indeed, we'd like to see him baptized here in Vancouver, Lord.
主啊，我们非常我们祷告您就是愿意加强他的信心，然后加强他的成长，然后我们也祷告他能够打开他的门，他能够回到加拿大来，我们也非常高兴他可以在这里受洗。
Lord, we're thrilled that you have answered so many of our prayers in the past, and we pray that you will answer these prayers too.
主啊，我们非常的感恩在过去您应允了我们的许多的祷告，我们现在祷告您也能应允这样的到现在的祷告。
You are a good God, you are a great God, and we confess we need you so much.
您是一个好的神，您是一个伟大的神，我们承认我们在是多么的需要您。
So now, Lord, we pray that you will bless us as we study the word today.
主啊，我们现在祷告，在我们开始学习神的话的时候，您赐福给我们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, again, welcome to everybody today.
所以欢迎大家。
I think last week we were studying in2 Timothy chapter 2.
上个星期呢，我们在学习提摩太后书的第二章。
So today we will continue studying and in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
今天呢，我们要继续学习提摩太后书的第三章。
And I'm going to start out by saying, are there any questions that we should address?Before we get into our study today.
现在我要说呢就是在我们开始今天的学习之前有任何的问题你们要问的吗？
All right. Well, let's start in chapter 3. If there are questions, you just raise them as we go along.
现在我们开始学习的时候，我们现在就开始学习第三章，在学习的过程中，如果你有问题，就马上提出来。
Now, Timothy is going to be reminded by Paul about the difficult things that happened at the end. I guess I better go back a minute. Roy, am I right? Did we finish chapter 2 last time?
I think so.
Okay, that's good. I'm just not sure. Chelsea is nodding affirmatively. That's a good sign. Thank you, Chelsea.
确实也确定了，这是一个好的现象。
All right, this is what chapter 3 says. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days.
因为第三章呢，那个保罗是在提醒提摩太，就是说在末世的时候有危险的日子到来，所以这里呢。
And this relates to times in the world, in our countries, in our communities. It's not so much times in the church, but it's times all around us.
这里呢，这样的时间呢，危险的时可能是在我们的社区，在我们的社会，在我们的国家，在我们的周围，但是却不在教会里，跟教会没有太大关系。
And these times will be so difficult that we're going to have a problem.
所以这个时间呢，是有非常的艰难，所以呢，会有很大的问题。
All right, so we're just going to read the next few verses. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
因为刚才读的是第二节，他第五节，这里讲的是因为那些人，要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤己，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱怨乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的旨意，这等人你要躲开。
There were days in Canada, there were days right here in Western Canada when things were far different than that.
所以呢，这里呢，在我们加拿大呢，就是有这样的事情发生，这个有些事情呢，是和这个远远的不一样。Lorna
Bigg's father told us that when he was a boy living in southern Alberta, nobody ever locked their doors on their houses.
所以那个Lorna他的父亲呢，告诉我们，就是说在很多年前，他们住在南加阿尔伯特的时候呢，没有人锁门。Nobody
would think of doing bad things like stealing from somebody in the country.
因为当时呢，根本就没有人他想去偷东西。
When I was a little boy, we always walked to school alone. Our parents never took us. We would travel alone at night. Our parents weren't concerned. When I was a boy, I would go and play in the woods all day. Nobody worried about any problems coming to children.
因为他当时还是小孩的时候呢，他就自己去上学，然后呢晚上呢自己走路，然后呢在他在森林里玩的时候呢，也是一直没有人管他，所以在那个时候那个安全达到呢，没有人关心到儿童的安全。
Some people used to have a lock for their bicycle.
有些人呢，就是有一个锁锁他们自行车。
I never had a lock for my bicycle. What would you need a lock for?
所以呢，我的自行车从来不锁，你要锁干什么呢？
But things have changed.
但事情改变了。And
so, this is the Lord says, Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, in the last days, terrible things are going to come.
所以事情变了，就是那个使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太在末世的时候，每件事都会变得很坏。
They come because people don't fear God anymore, that's why.
这些事情发生的是因为人不敬畏神，这就是为什么。
And then there's this long list of items that characterize the people of the last days. People will be lovers of themselves.
这里有个长的列表，对于那些在末世的时候人的那种特性。
Now, democracy used to be a good type of government because people didn't look out for themselves. They were always looking out for the good of others.
所以呢，那个民主制度呢，以前呢是好的，因为在那个时候呢，人们从来不是说专顾自己，他们只是说要去照顾别人。
But democracy is not a good form of government. If everybody only cares about themselves, why, they don't care about others. They just vote for themselves. How terrible is that?
民主的这个形式呢，如果说是每一个人只顾自己，那就不是一个好的形式，因为他们根本就不管别人，他们投票也是为了自己而投的。
And so I listened to the premier of our province about 40 or 50 years ago, and he said, I know that every one of you are going to vote just for what's good for you.
所以呢，他碰到个40年和50年前的碰到了一个，碰到省长，省长说呢，你们这些人呢，不是只是说为自己投票。
And I thought that's tragic. There's no hope for our province.
所以说呢，如果你们只是为自己投票呢，他认为这是一个悲剧，在我们的这个省里没有希望。And
then the next line says, they will be lovers of money.
第二条呢，就是他们贪爱钱财。I
noted yesterday that a very outstanding man of God told the whole nation of the United States this. He said, the problem with our country is people won't go to work. They would rather just make money by staying home. They just take money from the government. You can't give them a job because they don't want to work. All they want is money. That's the United States of America today.
所以呢，有一个属神的人呢，他警告整个美国。 而现在的美国人呢，他们根本就不想工作，他们只是爱钱，所以他们一切的关心呢，他们不是关心工作，他们关心的是他们能有得到从政府拿到多少钱，这就是美国现在的现状。And
people will be boastful and proud. They'll be telling you how good they are all the time, rather than telling you how good the Lord Jesus is.
所以人们会自夸狂傲，他们就是说他自己有多厉害，他们并不是说去告诉你主耶稣基督有多好。They
will be abusive, and that means that they won't be happy with the people around. They'll be doing bad things to people rather than good things to people.
他们这个谤疾，就是说呢，谤毒，所以他们这些人呢， 他们只是不关心别人，他们只是说别人的坏话。
Is that happening in our day?
所以我们今天是有这样的事发生吗？
They threw stones at the Prime Minister of Canada yesterday.
所以昨天呢，他们向我们的加拿大的总理扔了一块石头。
That's pretty scary, frankly.
这就是非常害怕的。
All right. They were disobedient to parents. Is that a problem in our day?
违背父母, 这是我们当今社会的问题吗?
Yeah.
是。
Why do we have a homeless problem in the world?
我们今天为什么会有无家可归的人呢?
Because the children say to their parents, we don't want to live with you. We want to go out on our own. We don't want you around, parents. And so they come to the cities, they take their liquor and their drugs and their evil ways, and they don't have a home. And so instead of going home to mommy and daddy, they say, we're homeless. We demand the government to pay us a wage, pay us money so that we can live somewhere.
这就是因为有些人呢，他们违背他们的父母，他们跟父母说我不想跟你们住在一起，我要出去住。然后他们就离开了父母，来到城市里，来到城市里以后呢，他们喝酒嗑药，然后去做一些坏事。然后他们说呢，我们不想回到父母那里，我们现在是无家可归的人，所以政府你要给我们钱。
We just got big problems in our countries.
所以我们国家有一个很大的问题。
The next one says that they are ungrateful.
另外一条呢，就是他们忘恩负义。
Many people today don't even say thank you.
今天很多人甚至都不说谢谢。
They are unholy. That means the lives they're living are not the kind of lives that Jesus would live. They're living sin, and they become proud of their sin.
因为他们不圣洁，圣洁这个意思呢，就是他们不是像主耶稣基督那样去生活，他们为自己的罪感到骄傲。They
are, verse 3 says, without love.
所以第三节说，他们没有亲情。Our
society is so bad, we've even changed the definition of love to make it something bad rather than good.
所以我们的 当今社会，他是甚至更改那个爱的定义，所以把一些坏的事情变成了好的。They're
unforgiving.
所以他们不解怨。And
when rebuked, they often will not listen at all.
所以呢，你们就是说责备他的时候，他根本就不听。The
society is slanderous. Rather than saying good things about people, they're always saying or implying bad things about people.
所以他们只是诽谤，他们并不是说总去说别人好，而且是说别人的坏话。They
are without self-control.
不能自约。So
a lot of people do bad things in life, and they say, well, this is just the way I am. This is the way God made me.
所以呢，有很多人在他们的人生中干尽坏事，他们就说呢，这我就是这样的人，就神就把我造成了这样。And
it's true, we are all sinners.
所以这个是真的，我们都是罪人。But
God didn't make us sinners, we made ourselves sinners.
但神并没有把我们造成罪人，我们是自己把自己造成罪人。And
then we chose sin.
你选择了罪。
But certainly, we don't have a lot of self-control in the world today.
所以呢，当然呢，我们在当今世界，我们是不能自约的。I'm
amazed at the amount of brutality there is in the world. Have you noticed every day people are getting murdered?
因为呢，他现在呢感到非常惊奇的是，在我们这个世界当今的这种。
And we're certainly not lovers of the good. We love evil in our society.
所以呢，我们今天呢，根本就没有爱，我们是爱罪、爱邪恶。
The next word is treacherous, and that means you can't trust them because they will say one thing and do something else. Go back on their word in order to get what they want.
所以下面一个呢，就是说背叛。他们呢，不确实是尊重别人。他们实际上呢，只是说，做他们想做的事，他们卖主卖友。
They are rash and conceited. Lastly, it says they are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
后面呢,讲的他们爱厌乐,各于爱神。
Well, that is true of the world around us. It could also be true of Christians in some instances.
所以呢,这就是我们周围的世界是一个真实的描绘,也是从某种意义上来说,有些基督徒也是这样。
And some people say, well, I don't go to that church anymore because they didn't give me what I want.
所以有些人呢,我说呢,我不再去那个教会了,因为他们不给我想要的东西。
Surely the reason for going to church would be to give God what he wants.
当然呢,你去教会是给神想要的东西。
But a society is often, I don't care what God wants, all I want is what we want. All I want is what I want.
所以有些社区呢,说我们根本就不关心神要什么,我们所有关心的是我们需要什么,我需要什么。And
the last one, the sum total of all this is that these people have a form of godliness, but they deny its power.
所以呢,最后呢,说这些人呢, 他有金钱的外貌,却背了金钱的实意。
So many people are like this in their behavior, and they would even say, I believe God. They would even say that they are following God, but the fact is they deny the power of God to make them Christ-like.
所以呢,实际上有些人呢,他们说呢, 他们是敬钱的,是他们敬爱神的,所以实际上呢,他们否认了神的大能可以让他像主耶稣,把他变成主耶稣那样。
So the question then is, what do we do in difficult days like this?
所以问题是呢,在这样的艰难的时期呢,我们应该怎么去做?
And the answer is people who continually behave that way, don't spend a lot of time with them. Don't be one of them. Separate yourself from them.
所以呢,答案呢,就是如果你碰到这样的人呢,不要跟他们有什么关系,你要离他们远一点,和他们分开。
Befriend the Christians.
所以跟基督徒做朋友。
Preach the gospel to those who do not know the Lord and live like this. You can preach to them, but don't befriend them. Don't be one of them. Don't love them in the sense of playing with them.
实际上呢,像这样的,在这上面提到这样的人呢,你就跟他们传福音,但是呢,不要跟他们做朋友,不要成为他们的议员,也不要去爱他们。
Now verse 6 says, they are the kind of people who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires.
第六节讲呢,那偷进人家,劳农无知妇女的,正是这等人,这些妇女担负罪恶,被各样的私欲诱惑。
And so there is a particular kind of people, often a religious people, who go after other people to get them and get control over them, get control of their money very often as well.
所以呢,实际上呢,有些,特别是那些宗教人士,他们就是说呢,去寻求这样的人,然后去控制他们,尤其是控制他们的金钱。
So in these days, there will be many people who will be preaching false religion.
所以在这样的时期呢,有很多人呢,他们去传那些伪的那个信息。
So Paul says, now Timothy, I'm warning you, these kinds of people who are out there, don't you have anything to do with them.
所以使得保罗呢那个提醒提摩太, 提摩太,
These people are always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth.
所以呢，第七节说，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
Okay, so there are many people out there who are, they say seeking God, and they seek and seek, but they never find what they're seeking.
所以呢，有很多这样的人，他们说他们一直寻求神，他们就寻求，但是他们从来没有找到神。
Mahatma Gandhi was one of the great political and religious leaders of India at the first half of the last century.
所以呢，实际上那个印度的那个甘地，甘地呢，他就是印度在前面那个半个世纪里是一个非常有名的一个政客。
He was a very famous man, a very powerful man.
他是一个非常有著名的人，也是一个非常有权力的人。
He said that he devoted his entire life to seeking after God.
所以他说呢，他穷尽了他的一生去寻求神。
And when he was dying, he said, I've spent my whole life seeking God, and I'm no closer to him now than when I started.
所以呢，实际上呢，他说呢，我就在他死之前，他说我穷尽了一生，寻求神，但是到直到现在，我还跟我刚开始寻求的时候，并没有更靠近神。
This verse says they're ever learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth.
这句经文说呢，他们常常学习，终究不能明白真理。
What does it mean, ever learning but never able to acknowledge the truth?
这个是什么意思呢？常常学习，终究不能明白真理。
Does it mean that they couldn't find the truth?
这个是他们找不到真理吗？
No, the truth is here for anyone.
所以不是。
But you can't acknowledge the truth unless you're willing to say, I am a sinner.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个真理呢，就是圣经呢，是对每一个人都是开放的。所以呢，你要去学习的话，除非说你首先承认你是一个罪人，你才能学到真理。You
can never acknowledge the truth unless you're prepared to say Jesus is the truth and he's the only savior.
所以呢，如果你说你不准备好说主耶稣基督是真理，他是唯一的救主的话，你永远不会明白真理。
And so because they could not acknowledge the truth, they never did find the truth.
因为他们永远是不能明白真理，所以他们永远就找不到真理。
Which is very interesting. The truth can be right there. You can see it plainly. But unless you're prepared to say, I acknowledge that's the truth, you will never know the truth.
所以实际上呢，这是一个非常有趣的，这个真理它就摆在这里。除非说你承认它是真理，否则的话，你永远找不到真理。Why
are these terrible days here? Because people said to Jesus and the truth, we don't want you.
所以为什么今天有这样的牧师的这样的情况呢？是因为人们说主耶稣基督就在这里，所以但人们说我们不想要主耶稣。
Now, if you say no to truth, what do you get?
所以如果你对真理说不, 那你会得到什么?
Lies.
得到谎言。
And if you don't believe the truth, what do you believe?
如果你不相信真理, 那你相信什么?
Lies.
谎言。
So it's all very simple.
非常简单。
And these people said, all right, we won't acknowledge the truth, therefore they did believe lies, therefore, all these terrible things came to them and to those around them.
因为这些人呢，他们说呢，他们不明白真理，所以他们就相信谎言。所以这些以上讲的所有可怕的事情就发生了，就是跟随着他们。
And then verse 8 says, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men opposed the truth. men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected.
他们的心坏了,
and so this is a reference to two men in the Old Testament in the days of Moses, Jannes and Jambres.
所以呢,这就是两个人,他们在摩西的时代呢,抵挡摩西的,他们就是亚尼和亚比。
And the Bible doesn't give us detail, but history does. Apparently, these two men were with Moses, were with Pharaoh when Moses first went into Pharaoh.
所以呢,圣经呢,并没有给我们细节,但是呢,我们知道这两个人呢,当摩西当初最开始去见法老的时候,他这两个人就和法老在一起。
And so these men were there when Moses said to Pharaoh, God sent me to say on his behalf, let my people go. Let them go into the wilderness to serve me.
所以呢,实际上呢,当摩西去告诉法老说呢,神告诉我,请让我的,放我的子民走的时候,让这些子民在旷野里服侍神的时候,
这两个人就在法老那里。And so Pharaoh said to Moses, why should I let your people go? Who's God?
所以法老跟摩西说呢,为什么我要放你的子民走呢?谁是神?
And you'll remember that Moses said, well, I'm just going to show you how powerful God is. And so Moses took his rod, his stick, and he put it down on the ground, and the ground became a snake. Sorry, the stick became a snake.
于是现在呢,摩西呢,就给法老说,我要向你展示一下神的大能。所以呢,他就把他手上的杖扔到地下了。一扔到地下以后,这个杖就变成了蛇。
And you remember what happened next, don't you? Jambres took their sticks and they put them down on the ground and they became snakes.
你知道下一步发生什么?
And I think Jannes and Jambres started to laugh.
我认为这个亚尼和那个杨迪呢,他们开始就笑。
And they said to Moses, ha, 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 you think you're so good, we can do that.
所以呢,他们两个跟摩西说, 哈哈哈, 你认为只有你可以做吗? 我们也可以做。Okay,
and then they watched as Moses' rod ate up their rods, ate up their snakes.
所以他们就看见了,然后他们就看见摩西的那个蛇呢,就把他们的蛇给吃了。And
I think Moses said, you think you're pretty smart, do you? What happened to your snakes?
所以我认为摩西跟他们说,你们认为你们很聪明,但是看看你们的蛇。And
then you remember that Moses picked up his snake, and it was a rod again.
你们大家都记得摩西把那个蛇拿起来,又变成了一个棍子。
Now that's a very interesting story. Do you think there's a spiritual lesson attached to that story?
这是一个非常有趣的故事, 你认为这里面富有那个属灵的意义吗?
Have you noticed in the Bible that the rod is a picture of the authority of God?
所以你们大家都记得在圣经里呢, 这个杖呢, 就是神的权威的代表。
David said in the psalm, he said, your rod and your staff comfort me.
所以呢,就是说呢,大卫王在他的诗篇里说,神的杖,神的那个棍子来教训我。
In the Proverbs, the line is, spare the rod and spoil the child. If the child doesn't know the rod of the father, if the child is not told he must obey, then you will spoil the child.
所以呢，箴言里讲的说呢，你扔掉了杖，你就惯坏了孩子。如果你不用这个杖管教孩子的话，你的孩子就会被惯坏。So
in the Bible, the rod is the picture of the exercise of the justice and the laws of God.
所以呢，在圣经里，这个杖呢，就是呢，实施神的审判的一个代表。
Now what happens if you take that stick and you throw it down and you leave it on the ground?
所以呢，如果你把那个杖，扔到地上，你不管它，会发生什么？
It becomes a snake.
它就会变成了一个蛇。
So what happens to a child who's never disciplined?
你对一个从来没有管教的孩子是什么样的?
And he becomes a spoiled child and he acts like a snake.
他变成了一个惯坏的孩子，他就像一个蛇一样。
Pretty scary.
非常令人害怕。
What happens to a society?
那我们今天的社会发生了什么?
And that rejects God.
他们拒绝了神。
Well, they reject the authority of God, and they lay the authority of God down, and that authority turns into a snake, and it runs everywhere, doing its evil.
所以呢，他们呢，拒绝了神的权威，他们把这个权威扔在地上，然后那个地上呢，就变成了蛇，变成了蛇呢，就变成了邪恶，邪恶呢，就散布在各个地方。
Do you think we're living in days like that today?
你认为我们今天活在这样一个时期吗?
What happened in the United States just a few months ago?
几个月前在美国发生了什么?
The society said, defund the police.
那个社区说呢，给那个削减经费的警察。
The Bible says that the police, they have the rod of God. They use the rod of God. We said, we don't want the police.
所以呢，圣经说呢，那些警察呢，实际上用了神的杖，所以呢，他们不想让神的杖，所以他们就说我们不想要警察。
So the government put the rod down, and what happened?
所以呢，政府把那个杖放下了，发生了什么？
Well, the people in the United States started to behave like snakes.
因为在美国的人呢，就变成了一个蛇一样的人。
And evil has gone like this, murders and thievery, and one thing after another. In the last 12 months, it's begun to explode in the United States because they took the rod and they put it down, and it became a snake.
实际上呢，在那个 那个邪恶犯罪率呢，齐齐上升，谋杀也上升，所有的其他的罪犯呢，犯罪行为全部上升，是为什么呢？因为是政府把那个杖扔在地下了，所以他们这些人呢，就变成蛇一样的行为。We
talked about it a little bit this morning about immigration.
今天早晨我们谈了一下移民的事儿。You're
in Canada right now. How did you get into Canada?
你们现在在加拿大，你们怎么来到加拿大？
Well, the answer is you made application and you filled out all kinds of forms and you promised all kinds of things and after a long time you got a visa.
那个原因呢，就是因为你填了个表，然后呢你就申请了，申请呢，然后你就应允了，也很多东西答应了很多东西，然后呢你得到了呢移民签证，你就来了。And
June would like to come to Canada and he will when he gets a visa.
所以呢，那个老范想来加拿大，因为他现在呢来不了，因为他没有签证。Now
those rules apply in the United States too, don't they?
所以这些那个规则呢，在美国也是适用的，是不是？
Except for the people who come in from Mexico.
但他们现在来自墨西哥的人数。
They don't have to apply, they just walk across the border.
你们不要申请，你们就走过边境就行。
They don't have to bring any money. They just come. They don't even bring papers.
他们不用带钱来，他们只要拿一件事，甚至不用带文件证明。
They can bring all their diseases.
他们可以把所有的病毒都带进来。
They can bring all their criminal records.
他们可以把他们所有的犯罪记录都带进来。
They even bring their children and other people's children and dump them on the border and say, you take them, United States.
他们甚至把自己的孩子和其他人的孩子拿过来就扔到边境上说，美国，你们照顾他们。
How did that happen?
这个怎么会发生呢？
The United States took the rod of discipline, threw it on the ground, and the thing became a snake. And they said, well, what do you know about that?
那其实是因为美国政府把他们那个管教的杖扔在地上，然后呢，这个杖就变成了所有的一切，就是没人管了。
What's happening in the world?
但这世界发生了什么呢？
Well, 20 years ago, there were some bad people who killed thousands of people by flying airplanes into buildings in the United States. We call it 9/11.
所以呢，十年前呢，就说呢，有一个人呢，就他们劫持了飞机，然后让飞机呢就撞了大楼，我们把那个称为是911。
And the United States, which was then the world's policeman, said, you can't do that.
然后那个时候呢，美国是这个世界警察，所以他说呢，你们不能这么干。
They found the man responsible, Osama bin Laden. They said to the Afghanis, turn that man over to us for justice.
所以呢，他们知道找到了这个要为这件事负责的人叫本拉登，他们跟阿富汗政府说，你把这个人交给我们，我们要审判他。
And the Afghanis said no, so Israel said, all right, there must be justice. And they took the rod of justice and they went for Afghanistan.
所以呢，美国政府就说不，你如果这样的话，我们一定要审判你们。所以他们就攻打了阿富汗。
So what happened a few months ago?
这几个月以后发生了什么呢？
Well, the United States of America says, we don't want to be the judge anymore. So they put the rod down and they said, we're not going to be the world's policeman anymore.
所以几个月前呢，美国政府说呢，我们不再想当世界警察了，所以他们把那个管教的杖放下了，我们把兵撤回了。
The world doesn't need a policeman anymore. They said, we're all good guys. Everything's fine. And so what happened to the rod when it was put down?
所以他们说，那世界不需要警察了，我们全都是好人。那如果你把那个管教的杖放下以后，会发生什么呢？
It became a snake.
它变成了蛇。
How many other rods were put down?
有多少杖被放下了？
All kinds of them. What happened to them? They became snakes too.
所以呢，实际上呢，所有的很多其他都放下了。那些来到美国的那些人怎么样？
So how would you like to move to a country that's full of snakes?
所以你怎么想去搬到一个国家，这个国家到处都是蛇的国家呢？
That's what you've got here. Paul says, Timothy, in the last days, perilous times, trouble times are coming because instead of the rod of God, people have said, we don't need justice. We don't need God. We don't need laws. We'll do what we want to do. And the world becomes full of snakes.
所以实际上在这里就说到了，使徒保罗跟提摩太，在末世有那个危险的时刻要到来。 这个危险的时刻呢，这些人呢，他们不敬畏神，那个神的杖被他们放下了，权威也把它被放下了，这个世界呢，变成了到处充满蛇的一个世界。
Is that good news?
这是个好消息吗？
Do you want to know the good news?
你要另外一个好消息吗？
What's the good news?
什么是好消息？
Moses reached down and picked up the snake. He says, it's a rod, and we're going to live by the rod of God.
因为摩西呢就把那个杖把蛇捡起来了，他变成了一个杖，他说我们要活在神的杖的权威下。
And Pharaoh said, oh, get out of here, we don't care about you.
所以法老跟他说呢，你滚开，我们不关心你。
God says, Moses, you haven't seen the end of the rod of God yet.
所以呢，那个神说呢，你还没有看到那个杖的厉害。
And one, two, three, four, five, 10 plagues came on that nation because they refused to be reminded that God is a God of justice.
所以实际上呢，一二三四五十灾发生在埃及，是因为他们拒绝那个神给他们的提醒，说神是那个施行审判的神。
Timothy, what's the good news?
提摩太，什么是好消息呢？
Verse 9.
第九节。
These men will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. Our God is still God.
所以呢，第九节说，然而他们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧就在众人面前露出来，像那二人一样，我们的神仍然就是神。
And the world may become full of snakes, but our God is still God.
这个世界们有可能充满了蛇，但是我们的神仍然是神。
And that's why we're here this afternoon rather than watching television.
这就是为什么我们现在在这里而不是在看电视。
Amen. We got a wonderful God.
Amen. 我们有一个奇妙的神。
Now, Timothy, this is what Paul says.He says, Timothy, all these things are going to be going on, but, verse 10, you, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, my faith, my patience, my love, my endurance, my persecutions, my sufferings.
所以实际上呢，提摩太说呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，尽管这些事情要发生，但是我们怎么办呢？就实际就是说，但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以阿念、路斯拉所遭遇的逼迫苦难。
What are we going to do? We are going to live by God's grace like the Apostle Paul, not like Pharaoh, not like Jannes and Jambres, not like all those people we read about in the first part of the chapter. We want to be like Paul.
所以呢，我们怎么办呢？我们就要像那个使徒保罗一样，我们靠着神的恩典而活，也不是不再像其他的人，不像那些其他的，就像那个亚尼和杨比，还有所有的这一章的前半部分提到的那些人那样。
Now he says, Paul, Timothy, this is what happens. First of all, Timothy, you know all about my teaching.
所以这个呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，这是要发生的事情，但你已经服从了我的教训。
Why do we study the Bible? Because that's where it begins. We learn about the teaching of God in the Bible. That's the beginning.
所以为什么我们要学习圣经呢？这就是一个开始，是一个开端。我们学习神的话，学习神的教导，就是从学习圣经开始。
Then he says, now Timothy, you also know my way of life.
然后他说，提摩太，你也知道我的品行。
He says, Timothy, you just didn't know what was going on in my head. You watched the way the teaching of the Bible changed my life.And you watch the way it affects me, first thing in the morning, all the way through the day, up and through the night.
所以呢，实际上呢，他说提摩太呢，你不光是看我，你看到我的生命的改变，从早晨直到晚上，所有的一切的改变在一天里。
Then he says, Timothy, you know my purpose. You know why I'm doing what I'm doing.
所以呢，他就说呢，你知道我的志向，
And he says, now, Timothy, you know why I keep on believing it. Difficult days, but I believe it. You know why?
你知道我的信心,不管在多艰难的日子,我都相信。
And he says, Timothy, you know my patience, because sometimes I just go one day after another, and I just keep doing what's right, and nothing seems to happen.
所以他接着说呢,你知道我的忍耐,不管怎么样呢,我每天都是照着去做,不管发生什么,什么都不会改变。
And then he says, Timothy, you also know my love, because you watch me as I go through life, and you say the way you see the way I respond to other people. You know, Timothy, I love Jesus and I love them.
所以呢,他说,你知道我的爱心,Timothy,你知道我怎么去对待别人,我爱主耶稣基督,所以我也爱他们。
And then he says, Timothy, you often know the circumstances that are against me. And frankly, it's hard. I don't think he was very healthy. I don't think that everything worked out all right. I think when he was on the road, he got caught in a rainstorm and he got wet. I think as he was walking, he would fall over and bang his knees. And he would say, I want to go home.
所以呢,你使徒保罗继续跟提摩太说,提摩太,你知道环境都对我不利,你知道我的艰难,你知道我在暴风雨中所做的一切,你知道我所有的,我有时候甚至说,我都跪下来说我想回家了。
And then the bad people came out against him. They persecuted him, and it hurt. And he suffered.
因为那些坏人也来迫害他,他受伤了,他就极其的痛苦。
Now the question is, when did that happen?
问题是那个是什么时候发生的?
And the answer is, it happened all through his life.
答案是在他整个的人生中都是有这样的苦难。
But Timothy was a young man. Maybe just a teenager when Paul first met him when he was on his first missionary journey through the areas of Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra.
实际上呢,当提摩太呢,不是使徒保罗刚刚碰到提摩太的时候呢,提摩太还是个青少年,就是在保罗在安提阿以格涅路斯传道的过程中,
All right, so what do you do under those circumstances? There were two people who were there. They had different
circumstances. 所以呢,你认为这个是应该怎么做呢? 他们就两个,两类人在不同的环境下所遇到的情况。
Paul and Barnabas said, we are going to keep going in spite of these difficulties.
保罗呢,和巴拉巴呢,他们说呢,尽管有这样的困难,我们要坚持下去。
And John Mark said, I think I gotta go home now.
那个约翰和马可呢,他说,我最好我回家。
I think he said, I don't mind being a missionary, but I don't like persecutions.
所以呢,我认为他们说呢,做一个宣教士呢,其实我不介意,但是我不想要那些迫害。
I don't mind being a missionary, but I don't like suffering. I think I will go home, he said.
所以我们建议做一个传教士,但是呢,我不享受苦难,所以呢,我就回家了。
But Paul and Barnabas didn't go home.
所以呢,使徒保罗跟巴拉巴斯他并没有回家。And
Timothy knew that, he watched it.
提摩太知道,他看见了。
Paul says, now, Timothy, you're going to be living in these terrible days we've just been discussing. Don't go home, Timothy. You carry on. You stay with God. Even if we're in a world of snakes, you carry on. You go on for God, Timothy. I did, and the Lord blessed me. You do it, and the Lord will bless you.
你别放弃,不要回家。 你这个一直坚持下去,坚持在主耶稣基督里, 耶稣基督会帮助你，他的恩典会帮助你，他会帮助你成长。
And verse 11 ends with the delightful phrase, yet the Lord rescued me from all of these problems.
那这第十一节最后一个令人欣慰的一句话就是说，主都把我们救出来了。So
that's the plot, that is the lot that you and I find ourselves in. Lots of problems, lots of difficulties in the world, but the Lord is prepared to deliver you and me and Timothy and Paul out of them all. Hallelujah.
这就是我们所处在的一个境地，就是说，不管在这个世界上有多大的困难、多大的难处，主是准备把我们救出来，就像把 提摩太还有保罗还有巴拉巴斯救出来一样， 我们说Hallelujah.
All right, verse 12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
第十二节是不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So get used to it.
习惯。
But it's certainly not the end.
但当然这并不是结束。
Out of it all, the Lord will deliver you, and Moses will pick up the snake, and it'll be his rod, and the enemies of God will be defeated. Your enemies will be defeated.
所以在这一切苦难中呢，主都会把我们救出来，因为摩西会把那个 杖捡起来，捡起来呢，去打你的敌人，你的敌人会被打败的。Now
verse 13, while evil men and imposters like Jannes and Jambres will go from bad to worse, they will deceive and they will be deceived.
第十三节说，只是作恶的和迷惑人的，就像那个亚尼和亚比啊。 必越久越恶，他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。And
so I look back in my life, and I see the people who oppose me and oppose the gospel, and I say, and what became of them?
所以呢，我回顾一下我的人生，我就去回想一下那些反对我的人、反对福音的人，他们的结局是什么样。
And the Lord just took them away. They're gone.
主呢，这就是把他们除掉了，他们已经不存在了。But
as for you, Timothy, verse 14, as for you, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it.
第十四节说，但你所学的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
So what are you going to do, Timothy? You're going to stand tall for God, or are you going to turn and run away?
所以，提摩太，你准备怎么做？你是为神站立，还是逃离？
And so Timothy has got to say, well, where did I learn all this stuff anyway?
所以提摩太就会说，我是从哪里学到的这些东西？
So Timothy says, well, I learned it from Paul.
提摩太说，我是从保罗那里学到的。
And I learned it from Luke.
我从路加那里学到的。
And I learned it from Barnabas.
我从巴勒巴斯那里学到的。
And I learned it from David.
我从大卫那里学到的。
And Moses and Joseph and Jacob and Abraham and Jehoshaphat and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. I know all those men. They were men of God. They fought like I fought. They stood in days more difficult than me. I could stand like them, says Timothy. Paul says, Timothy, you know where you learned all this. Stand like them.
所以实际上呢，提摩太说，我从摩西、从约瑟法、从耶利米、从所有的那些、从以西结、从所有的那些先知那里他学的东西，他说我知道他们是为什么而战，我也要像他们那样，去为神而战。所以使徒保罗提摩太，你知道你学的这些，所以你要 坚持住。
All right. So, what happened to the enemies?
对敌人来说发生了什么呢？
It's funny, isn't it? All the enemies fade into insignificance.
所以那敌人就已经不存在，所有的敌人都变得不重要了。
Whatever happened to Pharaoh?
法老身上发生了什么？
He might be buried in one of the biggest pyramids around. Big deal.
所以呢，他可能是埋葬在一个非常大的金字塔里，好大一件事。
He's going to stand before God on Judgment Day. What's he going to say? Is he going to say, God, I built a really big pyramid. I must be a good person. Look at this big pyramid that I built.
你放在站在神面前说，审判日的时候，他会说什么？神呢？你看，我建了一个非常巨大的金字塔，我可能一定是一个很好的人。那那个金字塔有什么用？
God's going to say, Pharaoh, you had a choice. You could follow God, the God that Moses told you about, or you could follow the devil. And you chose to follow the devil. So instead of going with Moses to God's heaven, you get to go with the devil to the devil's hell.
你是向神会跟法老说，法老，你已经做出选择了。你本来可以选择跟随神、跟随摩西，然后一直到神的天堂里去，但是你所选择的魔鬼，你一路跟随着魔鬼，然后你现在就去魔鬼的地狱里去。Now
it's probably true that in our day, the issues are maybe more clear than they have been in other days.
所以呢，可能在我们当今的世界里，比任何时候这种情况变得更加的清楚明白。The
progress of evil is probably going to be more apparent.
所以呢，那个魔鬼他的那个进步呢，可能会变得更加的那个明显。So
there's two things with that then. Number one is this, because evil is there, it's going to be easier to fall into the evil.
所以呢，问题就是这样的，那个魔鬼呢就在这里，你就是很容易就落入到魔鬼里面去。But
because the problem is so great, it's going to be easier to trust in God.
因为这个问题呢，麻烦太大了，所以对我们来说呢，就比较容易一点去相信神。It
is true, isn't it? When the problems get worse, the only thing you can do is say, Lord, I can't do anything else. I've got to believe in you. I don't have any alternative.
所以实际上呢，是不是这样的？当事情变得越来越糟的时候呢，你就会说，主啊，我自己应付不了。 我要选择相信你，因为我没有任何其他的选择。And
you would say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me to the point where I would acknowledge that I don't have any alternative.
你就会说感谢主啊，你把我带到这一个境况，这样一个境况呢，我意识到了我没有任何其他的选择了。
So these days are terrible days because of all the problems, but they're wonderful days because people are coming to know the Lord Jesus.
所以今当今的世界呢，是一个很可怕的世界，因为到处充满了邪恶，但是却是一个美好的世界，因为这个时候你可以选择相信主。
And I'm hearing reports about people becoming Christians in various parts of the world.
因为我现在告诉大家呢，在世界的各个地方的人都成为了基督徒。What
is the country in the world today where they're saying it's the second most country for new converts in all the world? People are becoming Christians there more than any other country save one. What country would that be?
所以哪一个国家应该是哪一个国家，它变成世界上第二个很多人成为基督徒的国家呢？除了一个国家以外，这个国家是哪一个国家？
Afghanistan.
That's it. It's Afghanistan.
And the number one growing country is Iran.
Is Iran? Okay. Yeah. That's marvelous. Biggest problems, but more people turning to Jesus. Hallelujah.
所以实际上呢，这个排名第二的是阿富汗，第一名应该是伊朗。所以呢，在世界上很多的人，他们现在呢，都是成为了基督徒。
And if things keep getting worse, maybe those countries will be the United States of America and Canada.
所以呢，那个事情呢，会变得越来越糟。这样的糟糕的事情，也许下一步就发生在美国和加拿大身上。
All right, back to verse
13
then. It says, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
所以第十三节说呢，作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶，他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。
The godly will suffer persecution, but the evil men, they'll just get worse and worse, and they won't even know what's going on. They get so confused.
所以呢，属神的人呢，他会受到逼迫，但是那些邪恶的人呢，他会呢，变得越来越恶，他们呢，欺哄人，别人欺哄他，连他们自己都搞糊涂了。
So verse 14 again talks about those who taught Timothy the truth, and verse 15 says, and how from an infancy you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
所以第十四节呢，就告诉提摩太呢，你要确信你是在哪里学到的。第十五节说呢，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经呢是你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
How are you going to survive all this?
你在这个所有的这些里面怎么生存下来？
It's very simple. You believe the Bible. You believe the Lord Jesus Christ. The same way as it was when you came to him that first time, you said, Lord Jesus, I need you to save me and take away my sins.
其实就是非常简单，你相信圣经，相信我们的主耶稣，就像你刚信主耶稣的时候那样，你说主啊，我相信你，我要您把我的罪全部拿走。
Are you glad you did that?
你非常高兴你做了那个吗？
You say, yep, I sure am glad I did that.
所以你们都说是的，我也非常确定的，我非常高兴，我也做了。
Now that's the way you got through yesterday.
这就是你怎么样去度过昨天的。
How are you going to get through tomorrow?
那明天你怎么过呢?
Same way.
同样的方法。
You said, Jesus, I don't have any other hope, but Jesus died for me. And that was yesterday's problem. And the Lord saved you and took away your sins. And today you say, but I got this problem. What am I going to do? Same thing I did before.
所以呢，你说呢，主耶稣基督，我完全都没有希望了。但是呢，您为我而死，除掉了我的罪。但是呢，今天呢，碰到这样的情况，我过去是那样情况，您救了我。但今天的情况是怎么样呢？是同样的，你同样说主耶稣基督为你而死，拿走了你的罪。
Same way you're going to say, I know the scriptures and they made me wise to salvation and I'm going to continue to believe in Jesus Christ. And that's the way we're going. Doesn't matter what the days are like. We're all going to live the same way.
其实就让你接受，那我明白的圣经，所以呢，我们要继续的一直的相信主耶稣基督，这就是我们在我们人生所有的困难的时期是怎么做的，我们都要同样这样去做，我们相信主耶稣基督，一切困难就会度过。But
they keep on saying, you know, that's too simple.
我一直就这么说，这个太简单了。
That's what my boss said to me years ago. He said, Harold, I can't believe that. That's too simple.
这就是很多年前我的老板跟我说的，Harold，我不会相信这个，因为这个太简单了。
So he rejected the simplicity and he chose sin.
所以他拒绝了这个简洁的真理，选择了罪。And
to the best of my knowledge, he crashed. You can't just pretend that it doesn't matter. You say, Lord, I am going to follow you. To do anything else is the height of folly.
实际上呢，这个呢， 那个人呢，他就是最终的毁灭。但是这就是讲的这样的事情，你不相信主耶稣基督的智慧，你是极其愚蠢。
But the question is the Bible strong enough to help us in the difficult days?
所以呢，问题是呢，在我们的人生艰难的时刻，圣经有足够的强大到能够帮助我们吗？
Some people say it's just an old book, you know.
有些人说只是一本旧的书。
Been written 2,000 years ago. What's it know about 21st century living?
其实就是2000多年写的，全写的，但是他对21世纪有什么样的了解？
So verse number 16. All scripture is God breathed. Wow.
第十六节说呢，圣经都是神所默示的。哇
！All scripture is useful for teaching. Timothy, you keep reading this, you'll know what you're supposed to do. It'll teach you.
所以呢，所有的圣经呢都是用于教训的，所以呢，它会教训你。所以提摩太，你保持你所做的事情，继续做。
All scripture is useful for rebuking.Timothy, you keep reading this book. It'll not only tell you where to go, it'll tell you where you're wrong.
所以呢，实际上呢，提摩太所有的圣经呢，都是用来，所以经文都是用来督导、督责的。所以呢，这个圣经呢，不光是告诉你，往哪里去，同样呢，也纠正你的错误，告诉你哪里错。
People say, well, I don't like the Bible because it teaches me, keeps on telling me I'm wrong.
所以有些人说我不喜欢圣经，因为圣经一直告诉我我错了。
And I don't like to be told I'm wrong all the time. I like people to tell me I'm right.
因为我不想有人一直告诉我我做错了，我要人告诉我我是对。
But it doesn't end there, does it? It's useful for rebuking, but what's next?
所以呢，这个督责呢并没有结束，下一步是什么呢？
It's useful for correction.
所以呢，使人归正。
So I read the Bible and it doesn't say, Harold, you're wrong. It says, Harold, if you'll listen to me, I'll tell you how you can be right.
所以当我读圣经的时候，圣经不仅仅是告诉我说 Harold, 你做错了，圣经同样告诉我什么是对的。
Well, actually, that's not too bad. That's a pretty good deal.
所以呢，这个并不是很坏，是也是一个很好的那个主意。
When I was in school,My teachers used to always tell me I was wrong.
当我在学校的时候呢，我的老师呢一直告诉我我做错了。
I used to say, well, that's all well and good, but how can I be right?
所以呢，我说这个你告诉我错的很好，但是我怎么样可以做对呢？
And they didn't do a very good job. They didn't tell me how to be right.
所以他们根本就没有做好他们的职责，他们根本就不知道怎么告诉我怎么做好。
And they said, you don't spell very well. I was never good at spelling.
所以他们说呢，你拼音呢，拼得不好。我从来都不是拼得好的一个人。
And so I would say to them, well, I got these 10 words and I didn't spell them very well. And the teacher would say, you're right. You got them all wrong.
所以呢，我说我有十个单词，我并没有把它们拼写正确。他们说对对，你是对的，你的所有都写错了。
And I would say, well, how can you tell me how to be right?
所以他说，你能不能告诉我怎样可以把它写对了？
And they would say to me, well, spell it this way.
他们会说你就这样拼。
And they told me what right was, but they didn't tell me how to get there.
所以他们只告诉了我什么是对的，但他们没有告诉我怎么样去做对。
And then they gave me another test the next week, and the same thing happened.
那下个星期呢，他给我们做了一个考试，然后我还是做错了。所以呢，他们知道我做错了，但是他们不知道怎样让我去做正确。
And then they gave me a dictionary with thousands of words that I didn't know how to spell.
所以呢，然后他们给到他一本字典，这本里面呢有几千个单词，他不知道怎么去拼写。
And they couldn't tell me how to spell.They just said, if you want to know if you're wrong or not, you check here. You'll be wrong.
他们呢就不知道怎么告诉我怎么做错， 而如果你想知道你是错字的，你就查字典，你知道一查字典，你就知道你写错。
Bible's not like that.
圣经不是这样的。
Bible tells you you're wrong. And then it says you believe in Jesus. And you'll be right.
所以圣经说你错了。但是呢，如果你相信主耶稣基督呢，你就会正确了。And
I say, is it that simple?
我说有这么简单吗？
The Bible says, yes, Harold, it's that simple. You believe in Jesus and you'll be right. Every word in this book, Harold, will help you be right.
所以呢，圣经说的是的，就那么简单，Harold。你如果相信主耶稣基督，你去读圣经，圣经的每一个事情，每一样，都是告诉你怎么样做正确。
So it's going to do this. It's going to teach you, it's going to rebuke you, it's going to correct you, and then it's going to train you so that instead of being naturally wrong, you will start to be naturally right because God gives you his nature rather than your nature. I like that.
意义上的这个就是说，他不光使人归正，他教人学业，这些都是有益的。所以呢，你会从本性的错变成了本性的对，因为神把他的本性给了你。
What's going to be the result?
那结果是什么呢？
It says, the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这个是那叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
I just got to finish the story.
我必须结束这个故事。
When I got a job, one of my jobs in the company I worked for was to correct people's spelling.
所以呢，我那个。 找到了一份工作，在公司里，我的工作呢，职责之一呢，纠正别人的拼写。
So, I used to think God had a really good sense of humor.
我通常觉得那神太幽默了。
Hey, you follow God, and you will be prepared for every good work.
所以你顺服神。 你就会可以预备好行各样的善功。I
don't deserve that.
我不配得到这些。How
could that possibly be?
怎么可能呢？
It's because this book is God-breathed. And God is in it and God is working. And you trust the Savior in everything. And he will make you like Jesus.
因为这本书是神默示的，神在圣经里。你如果相信神，相信圣经，圣经就有能力把你变成像主耶稣基督一样。Can
you think of one Jesus couldn't do well?
所以你可以想出一件事主耶稣基督做不好的吗？
If you're like Jesus, could you think of one job you couldn't do well?
如果你像主耶稣基督一样，你认为你会做错一件事吗？
Okay, this is an amazing book. This book is about great problems. But it tells you about great solutions to the great problems.
所以这是一本神奇的书。这本神奇书告诉你一个极大的问题，但是在极大的问题里，它告诉你一个极大的解决办法。
Can you imagine someone like me being equipped for every good work?
你可以想象一个像我这样的人已经预备好了行各样的善功吗？
How equipped?
怎么预备的？
Thoroughly equipped.
完完全全预备了。So
when I get to the millennium, Jesus is going to say to me, Harold, go solve that problem.
当我进到千禧年的时候呢，主耶稣基督会说 ，Harold， 去把那个问题解决了。And
I'll say, no problem.
我说没问题。I've
been thoroughly equipped to do that job.
我说我完全预备好了做那样的工。
Okay. Only the Bible's got promises like this.
只有圣经有这样的应许。
You can go to university.
你可以去大学。
Get a job. You can pay lots of money. You'll never get promises like this.
你可以去上大学，上大学，然后你找到一个好工作，然后你赚很多的钱，但是你永远得不到像这样的应许。
All right, that's a very interesting chapter. Frankly, it's a good chapter.
这是一个非常有趣的一章，也是非常好的一章。
2 minutes, questions.
还有2分钟问问题。
Are you glad you're on Jesus' side?
你非常高兴你在站在主耶稣基督的一边吗？
I don't want to be anywhere else.
我不想去其他的任何地方。
If I weren't on Jesus' side, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning.
如果我不在主耶稣基督这边，我早上我都起不来了。
We take the promises and we love them and we say thank you for the promises. The old hymn says, I'm going to stand on the promises.
Amen.
所以实际上呢，我知道这所有的圣经的应许，我跟主耶稣基督爱我，有一个脑的赞美诗说的，我要站在这样的应许里面。I think Sandy has a question.
Okay.
我就是想问，我们就是对于一贯行恶的人，而且他始终不信主的人，是不是就这样简单的放弃了？是不是应该本爱心继续的忍耐等候，并且让他们感动，希望有朝一日他们还能够回到主里呢？
Okay, so her question is about that evil men and ungodly all the time. So for us, we just give them up, or we just endure, give them love, and wait for the time they will be saved.
And again, I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question. Try again.
Okay, for the evil men.
But evil men where? Is there a verse that refers to them?
I think this is in verse 13. The evil people don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. All right. Yes.
But those people, we just give them up, or we just endure. And then love them and wait for the time that they were.
Most of those evil people we don't know personally.
所以实际上呢，他说的那大部分的那些邪恶的人呢，我们并不是认识他们每个人。
There are people like government officials. There are people out there that we don't really know very closely. They're powerful, but we just don't know them. But they certainly impact our way of life.
实际上呢，那有很多邪恶的人，他们在这个外面，在社会上，在政府里，他们呢，有的人甚至有很大的那个权能，所以他们实际上对我们人生的影响都很大。
So we just pray for them and we carry on.
所以我们只是为他们祷告，然后我们继续。
But others of them, we may know. They may very well be part of our life. They may be employers. They may be neighbors. They may be family members. They may be others close to us. What do we do about them?
Yeah, 所以那另外其他的一些人呢？ 他是在我们的人生中跟我们息息相关的，他们可能是我们的老板，也可能是我们的朋友，也可能是我们的家人。对这样的一些人，我们怎么对待他？
And with them, we love them. We speak to them about the love of God. We help them, but we say we must not do the evil that you do. I can't go with you to do evil.
实际上呢，我们就爱他，我们告诉他们神的爱，然后我们告诉他呢，你去行邪恶，但是我们却不能，你可以按照你，我们不能按照你的那个邪恶跟你一起做邪恶的事。
If my father said, Harold, come with me, we're going to go and rob the bank.
所以如果我的父亲跟我说 ,Harold, 你跟我一起去我们去抢银行。
I would have to say, no, dad, I can't do that.
我必须说呢不爸爸我不能抢银行。
If my boss says, come with me, and we will do something that the law says we shouldn't do. We'll just tell a lie. We'll sign the papers saying all is well.
所以呢如果我的老板跟我说呢 Harold, 你来我们去说个谎。然后呢我们去签一个那个文件就是说这个法律上不允许我们做的事情我们只是去撒个谎。
And we say, no, boss, I won't.
我跟老板说，不，老板，我不会签这个字。
And the neighbor says, come, let's do these bad things to other people in the neighborhood. And we say, no, I won't.
如果我们邻居来说呢，那我们去对其他的邻居干点坏事，我就说不，我不会做。
All right, and if we had longer, I would tell you the story about my friend whose name is Harold. But I can't tell you that story. But Harold is a good guy, and he said to his boss, no.
所以呢，如果我们还有时间，我们时间不够，我会告诉我朋友 Harold 的故事。我的朋友呢 ，Harold 呢，他曾经对他的老板说不。
So if I remember, I'll tell you that story next time. And if I don't, I won't, so.
所以我记得呢下一个星期下一次我会告诉你这个故事。如果我忘了我就不告诉你。
Alright, so Sonny, that's as far as we get today. That's only part of an answer. It's a big problem. Keep praying. Love them, pray for them, but you can't say no. Sorry, you can't say no to Jesus. You must say yes to Jesus.
实际上呢对三姐来说呢这是我们今天只能回答到这里这是部分的答案不是全部的答案。对那些人来说呢我们爱他所以呢我们不能对主耶稣基督说不我们要对主耶稣基督说是。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible that tells the truth. It tells it like it is.
主啊我们非常感恩圣经告诉我们真理真理就是像这他说的是那样真理就是真理。
And so Lord, we just pray that you'll be gracious to us and cause us, regardless of the situations, regardless of the circumstances in life, may we simply say, I believe the salvation that is in Christ Jesus.
所以主啊求您帮助我们帮助我们在我们不管在什么情况下不管在什么样的环境下都是要让我们说我们相信从主耶稣基督来的救恩。
Lord, you know that each of us listening today have big problems in our lives, but you are able to save. Our God is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him, and that includes us.
所以主啊您知道我们在座的人有很多的在人生中有很多的难处但是主会把我们从一切里面救出来所以我们的神能把所有的来到他面前相信主的人都救出来就这里面就包括我们在内。
So Lord, again we just say thank you. Thank you for the Bible. May we read it and live it. Thank you for Jesus and we thank you in his name.
所以主要我们这就是要说谢谢您感谢您想谢感谢圣经感谢主耶稣基督感谢一切我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all today. Lord bless us each one. We all need his blessing.
Thank you.
谢谢大家请大家赐福给每一个人我们需要神的赐福。
Thank you, Roy.
谢谢你们。
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢老白啊，辛苦了。
谢谢。
Jesse has just emerged. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold. Later.
Yep. See you later.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so much, Harold. Thank you, Roy.
Thank
Bye,
you,
Norma. Harold. See you tonight. Bye. Bye.
Lord bless you. See you tonight.
See you. See you.
See you tonight.
So long, everyone.
Bye, babe.
Thank you. Bye.